get out of my presence now.
Behold.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
cejas con piel café. Brinca de tu cara cuando yo te dije la verdad. Oh, 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 oh.
We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Help me on my way.
Everybody stand up tall and cheer. Our children will they'll be coming home in plastic bags, I fear. And then we'll know it's Christmas time this year. So thank you, Mr. President, for your kind words and deeds. There's just one thing I'd like for you to hear. Take this war and shove it up your Crawford, Texas ass. And then you'll know it's Christmas time this year.
Just wait, you'll know it.
Like the- Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Thank you. Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee, because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. Did you ever fool me? Would you ever picture us? Every time I pull my hair, was any out of fear that you'll find me ugly and one day you'll disappear? Because what's the point of crying? It was never even enough. Did you ever want me? Was I ever good enough?
One of me, he making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he up back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat.
Damn.
And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky that you do.
Thank you.
cold winter's night. I was flipping through my Tinder when I came upon a sight. It was old Mrs. Claus, she was looking real fine. She was looking for a hookup, but she didn't have much time. She said,
Christmas Eve is the night that he's out with his elves, and there's only once a year that I have to myself.
I DM'd her for a BC and she said she'd like to see me. It's
Christmas.
She was a hottie with a tawny, and she wore a Santa suit. She swung over the edge, and she said with a shout,
I'm coming down your chimney, so you better pull it out.
It's
cookies as she giggled with glee. I stuffed a figgy pudding most fabulously. Oh, I was getting late when we heard such a ruckus. I dashed off to the sash just to see what the fuss is. Old Saint Nick, he was looking real boss, and there I was with Mrs. Santa Claus.
Oh, don't you worry,
she said with a wink,
go invite Kris Kringle upstairs for a drink.
He was cold and he was icy, he was covered in frost. So I asked up Mr. Santa for a menage a trois. It's
Christmas business.
We're getting down and dirty on Christmas Eve. We're gonna have some fun under the tree. It's
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. me before I make it back somewhere I could chill.
From Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yay!